Good morning. I'll call to order this meeting of the House, Minnesota House of Representatives Ethics Committee. It's July 23rd, 9 a.m. We are holding remote hearings pursuant to House Rule 10.01. This rule has been posted online and is linked to in our public meeting notice on the House website. All remote hearings will be recorded and live streamed by the good people of House Public Information Services. I've been notified that a quorum is present. Mr. Jorgensen, the committee legislative assistant, will take the roll for attendance. Mr. Jorgensen.
Thank you. Chair Dabney.
Present.
Vice Chair Becker Finn.
Present.
Representative Erickson.
Present.
Representative Torkelson.
Present.
Representative Carlson.
Carlson present.
Representative Keel.
Present.
Mr. Chair, quorum is present.
Thank you, Mr. Jorgensen. Quick review for members of the remote hearing procedure. The default setting on your computers or phones, depending on how you're accessing, should be please set to mute. For those who call into the Zoom, you must hit star six to unmute. For recognizing someone to speak, please use the raise your hand function within Zoom. Please do not lower your hand. Committee staff will do that for you, so we assure everyone who wishes to speak is recognized. Please do not use the other reaction functions, the thumbs up or clapping, as they disappear on their own and are difficult for us to track. If you're on a phone, hit star 9 to raise your hand, or please email rachel.ganani at house.mn if you wish to speak, or andy.jorgensen at house.mn. Just a reminder, we will be doing a procedural motion, approval of the minutes from our February 2nd meeting, via voice vote. We will roll call each vote for any final action on any item. As is always the case, any member may request a roll call on any vote. To members of the public, the Ethics Committee had a procedural meeting on February 2nd of this year, the meeting that is held every beginning of every biennium, where the committee reviews its procedures for the public and for our own use. The minutes of the February 2nd meeting have been provided to members. No official business took place at that meeting, but since we're convening today, we can approve them. Representative Becker Finn, may I have a motion to approve the minutes for the February 2nd, 2021 meeting?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I would move those minutes. And as long as I am speaking, when you turn your head to the side, it is harder for us to hear your audio. So just to be aware of so that things can go as smoothly as possible today. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move the minutes.
All right. Thank you for that motion and the feedback, Representative Becker Finn. Any discussion to the Becker Finn motion? Representative Erickson.
Mr. Chair, Representative Becker Finn was not present at that organizational meeting, so I think someone should move the minutes who was present. So I will move the minutes from February 2nd.
Excellent catch, Representative Erickson. Thank you for that. Then to the any discussion to the Erickson amendment, Representative Becker Finn.
I will just say that's totally fine for Representative Erickson to move the minutes, but I did watch and listen to the hearing. I was double booked that day, so just for the record.
Thank you very much. So any further discussion to the Erickson amendment to approve the minutes of the February 2nd, 2021 meeting of the House Ethics Committee? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Erickson. Members, again, good morning. Today, our House Ethics Committee hearing is called to order for the purpose of conducting a probable cause hearing against for a complaint brought by Representative Lucero against Representative Thompson and co-signed by Representative Franson, Representative McDonald, Representative Green, Representative O'Neill, and Representative Heintzman. Before we go any further, however, I wanted to make a few introductory remarks and give some background on the process. At the outset, I want to make it clear that the House Ethics Committee is not a court of law, and this process is legislative in nature rather than judicial. Still, the primary purpose of the House Ethics Committee is to create an avenue for representatives to hold each other accountable between elections. Of course, the ultimate accountability in a democratic system are the voters who elect us to these positions that we're privileged to hold. Rule 6.10 of the House Permanent Rules states, a complaint may be brought about conduct by a member that violates a rule or administrative policy of the House, that violates accepted norms of House behavior, that betrays the public trust, or that tends to bring the House into dishonor or disrepute. Today, we will be holding a hearing to determine whether probable cause exists to support the complaint by Representative Lucero against Representative Thompson. To be clear, discussion and evidence taken at this hearing is only focused on the allegation contained in Representative Lucero's complaint dated June 29, 2021. Any attempt to discuss any further matter or allegation is outside the bounds of that complaint and will not be allowed. The relevant facts of this complaint center on approximately 1 minute of a June 19, 2021 House floor debate. To find probable cause, the majority of the whole committee must find, per Rule 7 of the House Committee on Ethics Rules of Procedure, sufficient factual evidence exists to believe that the allegations contained in the complaint are more probable than not, and that, if true, they tend to support disciplinary action. If the majority of the whole committee finds probable cause, an additional public hearing will be scheduled pursuant to Rule 10 of the Ethics Rules of Procedure. At that hearing, the committee will make a final determination on the complaint. The purpose of the hearing shall be to receive and evaluate the evidence offered in support of or opposition to disciplinary action and to make a final committee determination on the complaint. Rule 10 of the House Committee on Ethics Procedures is posted along with all of our rules on our website. If the majority of the whole committee fails to find probable cause, the complaint shall be dismissed. Today's due process meeting will follow past practice, and the agenda will be as follows. The complainant, Representative Lucero, has up to 30 minutes to present his case. Please note that no questions of Representative Lucero may be directed by Representative Thompson during that time. However, Representative Thompson then gets 15 minutes to question Representative Lucero. Committee members after that get an additional 15 minutes to question the complainant, Representative Lucero. Following that, Representative Thompson has up to 30 minutes to present his case. Representative Lucero then has 15 minutes to question Representative Thompson, following the same procedure, and committee members have up to 15 minutes to question Representative Thompson. Then both parties are allowed closing statements of up to 10 minutes each. Please note, all witnesses will be administered an oath by the committee administrator, Ms. Ghanani, prior to testifying. Witnesses should be testifying in their capacity as fact witnesses, and testimony should be limited to the facts in this ethics complaint. Facts alleged in this complaint, again, center on approximately 1 minute of a House floor debate on June 19th, 2021. Alternate members of the committee are present, but are not eligible to vote. Committee staff will keep track of time and update me as we move along. I will notify participants once you've used half of your time, when you have 5 minutes remaining, and when your time has expired. To close, I want to note that ethics complaints are extremely rare. The Ethics Committee is unique among all the committees in the Minnesota House. It is an inward-facing committee, a venue whereby legislators hold each other accountable. Unlike other committees, it is not a public policy-making body. Under the rules of the Minnesota House, an ethics complaint must first be signed by two members of the House under oath, then submitted to the Speaker of the House. Pardon me. Within 7 days of that submission, the Speaker forwards the complaint to the Ethics Committee, which must hold a probable cause hearing within 21 calendar days. That is this hearing. The last ethics hearing on a complaint took place more than 6 years ago in June of 2015. And before that hearing, the most recent one took place in June of 2009. Please bear with us as we navigate these unfamiliar waters. At this point, I'd like to call on nonpartisan staff from the House Research Department to see if I've missed anything or if they'd like to add anything before we get started. Please identify yourself for the record. Mr. McCormick, I'll start with you.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Patrick McCormick. I'm Director of House Research and staff to the Ethics Committee, and I think you've covered everything.
Thank you. Mr. Gehring?
Mr. Chair, Matt Gehring, also from the House Research Department, and I don't have anything to add.
Thank you. Ms. Parra?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members, also from House Research. I don't have anything to add.
Thank you very much. Representative Thompson, at this juncture, I'd like to recognize you.
These are waters I've never been in before, Freddie. And I'd like to ask for a little more time to get legal representation here with me. I almost had it secured yesterday, but we had to have a follow-up meeting today. And so I would love to bring legal representation with me, and I would ask the committee for a continuance.
Representative Thompson, due process is, of course, an American tradition and one that you are allowed your due process rights in this process. How quick you say you have a meeting with an attorney this afternoon, today at some time?
We met for some time yesterday at an attorney, but I wanted to get another attorney. And so we met for some time yesterday, and he told me we would get back together and meet today. So I'm hoping that we'll have everything secure by next week.
So for timeliness of the complaint, to be fair, both to you and to Representative Lucero, I would certainly like to, I will certainly grant this request for a continuation, but would like to see if we would be able to reconvene next week with you having the representation that you've hopefully secured by that time, and that attorney is then prepared to represent you in this process. So Representative Lucero, turn to you. You have an option here. We will continue this hearing to a later date. You have the option at this point to take the half an hour that you're allotted and make your presentation at this time, or to delay that until we have a full hearing at a later date. What is your preference, Representative?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am prepared and ready to go. There was plenty of advance notice, and so I would prefer to give my remarks today.
All right. So we will grant Representative Thompson's request. I will ask at this time that staff work with members and both partisan and nonpartisan staff to find a time that works next week once Representative Thompson has secured counsel. But we will allow Representative Lucero the half an hour allotted to him at this time to present on his complaint. Representative Lucero, I have 9:14 a.m. As I indicated earlier, staff will track time. I will give you a high sign when you are halfway through the half an hour, when you have 5 minutes left, 25 minutes through the half an hour, and then when your time has expired. Representative Lucero, recognize you for your presentation.
Thank you. Again, good morning, Chair Gaffney, Representative Erickson, and members of the Ethics Committee. While it is good to see all of you, I sincerely wish it were under different and better circumstances. Before I specifically illustrate the nature of my ethics complaint, so as to avoid potential confusion, it is important to acknowledge that in the last 3 or so weeks since I filed this ethics complaint, Through police and news reports, we have learned additional deeply disturbing revelations regarding John Thompson, which far outweigh the scope of this specific ethics complaint I filed on June 29th, 2021, before the recent developments pertaining to John Thompson were revealed. With that said, Mr. Chair, to my specific ethics complaint.
Representative Lucero?
Yes.
My apologies. I erred. We failed to have the committee administrator administer the oath. And so we need to back up a little bit and do that. And then I would remind you that testimony today should be focused solely on the complaint that you provided dated June 29th. Ms. Ghanani, thank you for catching my error. Would you please administer the oath to Representative Lucero?
Sure. Representative Lucero, do you swear or affirm to tell the truth to the Ethics Committee?
Yes.
And just to confirm, are you the only witness you plan to have testify in your presentation this morning?
I am the only in-person witness. I have exhibits, obviously, video clip.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Thank you, Representative Lucero. Back to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Please continue.
On Saturday, June 19th, 2021, during a floor session for special session of the 92nd legislature, I was offering remarks on a legislative amendment. I was highlighting the importance of supporting law enforcement officers, particularly the spouses and children of brave law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty. While I was offering my remarks, without specifically naming John Thompson, I referenced John Thompson's well-documented actions of verbal attacks directed at law enforcement and the violent threats against the community of Hugo he made on August 15th, 2020. While I had the floor and was explaining my support for the amendment, John Thompson violated House rules and interrupted me. John Thompson was ruled out of order by the speaker for his interruption, but then decided to further interject, verbally slandering me by twice yelling, "I know you're a racist." According to House Rule 6.10 of the Minnesota House of Representatives, Permanent Rules, 2021 through 2022, quote, "A complaint may be brought about conduct by a member that violates a rule or administrative policy of the House, that violates accepted norms of House behavior, that betrays the public trust, or that tends to bring the House into dishonor or disrepute," unquote. Moreover, in late April of 2021, a mere several weeks prior to John Thompson slandering me on the House floor, all members of this body attended respectful workforce training and implicit bias training mandated by the Speaker of the House, Speaker Hortman. Despite this training, John Thompson chose to act upon his implicit bias against me, creating a hostile work environment. The great institution that is the Minnesota House of Representatives was architected by great patriots who made significant personal sacrifices as they worked to form a more perfect union and create our constitutional framework. Understanding the truth, our great republic requires a free exchange of ideas without attempting to bully and silence other people simply because you disagree with them. John Thompson's actions directed at a city member on the floor of the Minnesota House of Representatives brings absolute dishonor and disrepute to this great body formed by our forebears. John Thompson's comments were destructive to the integrity of this body and its adopted code of conduct. John Thompson's slanderous and malicious comments served to impugn my character and reputation. Such direct attempts by one member to intimidate another on the Minnesota House floor and level baseless attacks cannot be tolerated, and such undermining of the rules of the legislative process should not be permitted to go unpunished. Finally, John Thompson's actions on June 19th, 2021, on the Minnesota House floor are not a matter of opinion. The words of John Thompson are timestamped and available for public viewing at 3 hours, 4 minutes, 30 seconds through approximately 3 hours, 5 minutes, and 28 seconds on June 29th, 2021 special session. And Mr. Chair and members of the committee, I am now going to share my screen with you, and I will play those remarks. And what I plan to do here is play the remarks once through their entirety, and then I'm going to come back and play just a few seconds of just the two spots where he gave the phrase and slandered me, calling me a racist in two separate occasions. So let me share my screen now. And I will make this full screen. I hope that's coming through. So I'm going to begin playing now.
I have no confidence at all that they would prioritize the survivors.
Are we speaking on the bill? Are
we speaking on the bill? Officers.
Hey, are we speaking on the bill? Because I've about had enough of this. Are we speaking on the bill?
Mr. Speaker, point of order.
Are we speaking, please? Somebody say something. Are we speaking on the bill?
Mr. Speaker, I am being interrupted. I have the floor, and Representative Thompson is overriding me. Please call him out of order.
Are we speaking on the bill, Madam Speaker?
Representative Thompson, you are out of order. Representative Lucero has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I know that Representative Thompson doesn't share my worldview. I know that he went to suburbs and screamed assemblies.
Point of order, Mr. Speaker.
Point of order, Madam. Point of order.
Representative Long.
I thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personalities are not in order for debate, and I ask
I know
that you remind the Speaker of that.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I will stop it right there. And so that was it in its entirety. Now what I'm going to do is flip over, and I'm going to play the first instance of Representative Thompson calling me a racist was at the 22nd mark. So 2-2, the 22nd mark. And so I will begin. I'll make this full screen. I will play that and listen carefully. So right now, the video is at the 18-second mark, and it occurs, the first instance occurs at the 20-second mark.
Order, Madam. Point of order.
I don't know how long.
I think.
Okay. So right there was the first instance of him calling me a quote, I know you're a racist. Now I'm going to flip over to the second instance, which occurred at the 26th-second mark. And so as I full screen this, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you will see the video is presently stopped at the 23rd second mark. I will push play. Listen carefully when it gets to the 26th second mark, which is 3 seconds from the time I'm pushing play, which I'm doing so now.
Personalities are not in order for debate, and I
know you're
you, remind.
Okay, there it was right there. So those are the two instances of the occurrence. So I will stop sharing my screen now. And I will conclude my remarks. To be clear, this ethics complaint is about protecting and preserving the integrity of this great institution we have the privilege of serving in. This is about the reputation of the Minnesota House of Representatives. John Thompson is a disgrace to this institution. Chair Daphne, Representative Erickson, and members of the Ethics Committee, it disappoints me John Thompson's actions have brought us to this point. I respectfully and humbly ask that you find probable cause John Thompson indeed violated the rules of the House when he verbally maligned me. Thank you, and I'm certainly willing to answer any questions committee members may have.
Thank you, Representative Lucero. We will hold any questions for when we reconvene, hopefully next week, when Representative Thompson has secured counsel. Members, I again will ask staff to work with members to coordinate schedules to facilitate scheduling our next hearing at the earliest possible date. Representative Erickson, I see you have your hand raised.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm a little concerned about the fact that that the chair could make the decision about allowing Representative Thompson to continue this hearing until he has counsel. What is the rule on that as the chair, or do you have carte blanche authority to determine that, or should there not have been a roll call vote, a motion made, for example?
My understanding that as with any other committee of the Minnesota House, the chair has authority over the meetings once they have began. I believe that the process of this committee should be respectful of the due process rights of all participants. Representative Thompson's due process rights are bolstered by having counsel, and that we should allow each other both the collegiality and perhaps the grace of in these uncharted waters.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Erickson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I know there was notice given by Ms. Ghani about requesting whether or not Representative Lucero or Representative Thompson had counsel. And that's been, you know, a few days ago that we were first copied on those requests. So I just find it a little disturbing that we're going to have to continue this hearing in light of the fact that we all should have been prepared today, since this was the date set by your committee administrator, Mr. Chair. So I certainly want to provide grace to Representative Thompson, no question. I want due process to follow, but this is just a little disturbing to me, because it seems like we're trying to skirt the issue. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Becker-Finn, you have your hand raised.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I know that we haven't had an ethics, you know, complaint filed in a really long time. And I know this isn't technically a judicial process, but I mean, requesting a continuance to have counsel is something that's very common within our judicial system. And, you know, it really can make sure, especially when, you know, the sort of the corollary here is that, you know, the defendant or the person who's defending themselves, particularly, is very common to continue things, especially for a short time, to make sure that all the participants are able to fully participate and have their rights, recognized and upheld. So I would, ideally, I'm actually the person, I've got kids at home and have to find daycare when we've got these hearings now in the middle of the summer. So not ideal for me either, but certainly understand that it makes sense to do that, especially if we can meet soon next week.
Thank you, Representative Becker-Finn. Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just think it should be noted that we are already past the 21 days that are allowed in House rules the document that, the rules of procedure for this committee, extending this beyond further will take us well beyond the 21 days that are noted. I realize we can do that, but it is outside the boundaries that are outlined in the rules of procedure for this committee. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, Representative Torkelson, allow me to correct you. We are well within the 21 days. The committee received this complaint very late on the evening of July 7th. 21 days from July 7th is July 28th. It's currently July 23rd. The 21 days is a guideline is fixed in our rules for an initial hearing. It does not compel the committee to have completed its work within that 21 days. So we have complied fully with the rules of this committee by convening today. I'd also remind members the 2009, if I remember correctly, and Mr. McCormick can perhaps, he can certainly correct me, but the 2009 complaint, part of several complaints against then Representative Arlen Lindner, convened repeatedly, I believe three times, to hear the various allegations against him, and that were also focused on his behavior and language on the House floor. Mr. McCormick, comments, guidance for the committee?
A couple of things to note, Mr. Chair and members. The rules of procedure of the Ethics Committee require all members to be allowed to have counsel, and I think that's a paramount value that the House would want to maintain. You're right that the committee is within the 21 days that is allowed for, and therefore we have 21 days to conduct a probable cause hearing. So we have initiated that. Going forward on this complaint or any other complaint after the committee complies with a 21-day requirement, it's within the discretion of the committee to take however long they need to fully hear the case. And in the case of Representative Linder in 2009, there were multiple hearings that were held and additional rounds of testimony and additional rounds of consideration. And so that's within the discretion of the committee and the chair, who acts as the chair just as in any other legislative committee.
Thank you, Mr. McCormick. Representative Torkelson.
Well, I just would like to thank both you and Mr. McCormick for clarifying this issue. I appreciate the information, and I too, strongly feel that we need to protect both the participants in this hearing and the reputation of the Minnesota House. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Torkelson. I appreciate that. With that, members, the committee is adjourned. Thank you all very much.